Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Sean, you done stepped off in it. Come on, Sean. Gosh damn it, man.
It's the Sports Radio 610 Roundtable Big Bracket Edition. Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. Here's former Loyola and Siena head basketball coach Jimmy Patsos, Sean Pendergast, and The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as we are live, getting you ready for the Final Four, which comes up Saturday right here. Matchups, the first game, San Diego State, FAU, kind of Cinderella's meeting each other, and then Miami and UConn in the nightcap. Sean Pendergast, as you heard, Jimmy, I don't know if you heard that was Clint's mother. All threatening.
I like that.
Threatening shot.
All up in my business.
Yeah, that's
her. Got a chance.
It's like modern-day coaching. The moms are just as involved.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Find you a few more excuses.
She's got a chance now. She's got a real chance, this media thing.
As they said, former head coach Siena Loyola, Jimmy Patsos. Give him a round of applause. Here we go. Let me hear it out. Here now. There she goes. There we go. There we go. Jimmy joins us here as we're getting ready for the Final Four. And I'm gonna come right here. Jimmy and Sean, you can jump in on this, but Jimmy, I'm gonna go to you first. And this is really something from the text line. I don't know what I like to do, but I'm going out. As they said, Jimmy, I need you to sell me on this Final Four. Somebody texted and said, Jimmy, I need you to sell me on this Final Four. I was really hoping U of H would be here or Texas would be here, and you just sell me on this Final Four.
Well, look, Ronnie Terry's a friend of mine. He did a really good job. When I was in the CBI, we beat him at Fresno State. He had Tyler Johnson, but we became friends. It was the only time we ever played two out of three. That's how the CBI used to be. Who was won by Charlotte, by the way, which we're going to run around about how good that conference is. Charlotte won the CBI. UAB is available for the NIT win, and, of course, Florida Atlantic. Things are shifting from the Blue Bloods. But I'm with an Arkansas guy who's going to have three guys drafted in the first round and a Kansas guy, Grady Dick and maybe someone else. It's a little strange with no Blue Bloods. But then I get the heat from the UConn people saying, we got three titles. We're here. Right?
Yeah.
And the Huskies, I was there in Albany with them when it was close drive, and they had deep team and Hurley's. It's pretty funny. Mays, Hurley, they, and Dutcher all got the job within a year. Mm-hmm. Larinag has been there forever.
Yeah.
He's like a 35-year coach.
Yep.
Those guys are relatively new. Mm-hmm. And what they've done at Florida Atlantic has become relevant. And Clint, you're in the football business. They had Lane Kiffin. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just a little different, Ron. You got a good point. How do you sell it when, look, last year in New Orleans, I'm sitting there on a Saturday having a few libations, and you know what? It was
what
just
were you drinking, Jimmy?
At that point, Bloody Marys. We were evolving. But we started with a breakfast and a Bloody, and we were getting ready for the game.
The guy is drunk!
Sorry, that's Tyler.
It's a process.
I'm more of a late night. I'm a nocturnal by nature, guys, Raftery says. But as you know, Clint, it was a little weird. It wasn't weird. It was fascinating to watch Carolina come right down Bourbon Street, and then, of course, here comes Kansas down Bourbon Street.
Villanova.
And then here comes Villanova. Yeah. And then, of course, Duke's last because of Coach K's thing. But that was as blue-bloody. And, you know, it's a different feel there because they just come storming down to go to the game. This is like, you know, 11:30 till, like, let's just say 3 or 4. I was making sure I was taking inventory. But it was interesting to see. Now, here, Florida Atlantic's out of the box. Larinaga in Miami football school and San Diego State Dutcher. But be careful. San Diego State won their league. Miami won the ACC.
Yeah.
See, the ACC is different. They don't care how many teams they get in. They want someone in the Final Four. Last year they had two. They have now they have this year with Miami. UConn is the only one that didn't win their league. But they're blue blood, but I'll leave it at that. I'm selling you this because it's new. And I heard you guys talking. I know Musselman, who's probably working the phones right now for transfers. He's just a great. It's a different game.
Yeah.
The conferences are changing. By the way, Florida Atlantic and UAB are not coming to the American, which has Memphis. Yeah. Like, I think there's going to be six or seven conferences that could send someone there. And that's how it is. It's just, but it's going to be this way. Like, Kansas isn't just going to win every year. Because either they're going to be young or they're going to have guys that are moving up. Like, and, you know, Clint, I'm sure when you played, you probably went to Arkansas and you were in a depth chart and everybody was really good and it took a while. It's different now.
Yeah. Jayhawks going together? Down.
Yeah. Jay, I love this.
Completely.
But my opinion on the whole answer is I can sell you this because I think this is actually the best wave of the future coming. I think it's really interesting. Guys are out there recruiting and coaching differently. But it's going to be a surprise team every year. And let's face it, San Diego State and Miami, those are good markets. It's time to bring them to the forefront. I don't want it every year. But here's the thing for you, Ron.
Sure don't.
Everyone wants to know how you're going to adjust at Kansas because we've already been playing this. Look, I was at Maryland. We were almost a blue blood, but we weren't Duke and Carolina. So you had to get creative, right, Clint?
Yeah.
And, you know, Texas football, Oklahoma, they're bigger. We've been playing the shell game a little. You guys have just been kind of waltzing in and owning it. Now you're going to have to play our game a little bit, in my opinion, Clint. The big boys are going to have to drop down and play our game a little.
I'm interested to get your take on exactly that, Coach. Is from a coach's perspective, the game, you got NIL on one side, you got transfer portal on the other side, and then you got one and dones, and you got, I mean, in college basketball, I think it touches all of the above that I mentioned, touches football as well, but as you said, there's 80, 90 guys that you're having to deal with. You don't see it so quickly, where y'all got 15, 16
and
guys.
They're not physically ready to play as good as they can be. Sure. Walking on your field's a little different than walking on our court.
Right. How as a coach, like how do these guys deal with it? How would you deal with that change? Obviously you have to embrace it, but how different is it?
Gotta have good boosters that have NIL money. And then I just want seven or eight guys. Musselman taught me that his best team he ever coached was Nevada, went to the Sweet 16. He meant best and his happiest. He had seven guys, and a tight end was his eighth man. So they were all, and he was pumped to be playing basketball. So they were the happiest group ever.
Yeah,
that might be what you do every year because you don't have to build long. Like I don't think Grady Dick's ready, but he's going to get picked.
You go
the NBA is different.
10, you got to.
Well, if you're young, they pick you. And I'm a Ravens guy, so I watch football really closely. We might lose Lamar, but are we going to get two first rounds? But they're not going to automatically make it in football. Basketball, they'll take them young. They want them young to groom. You got Jalen Green here. You're dealing with it right now in Houston. You're losing, but you're getting guys better. Deshaun Nixon, all these young guys you got, but they're not ready to win. Football, you got to be physically ready to play. There's a lot of guys, and you kind of don't earn your money until you win in football. We will prepay in basketball for, as we say, Clint, talent, you know, or potential. What I'm just interested to see, like I said, even Calipari, who's been a shell game player, he's the best poker player I've ever met. But he hasn't figured this game out yet.
No.
It's almost like he went from five-card stud to seven-card stud with no blind draw. And he doesn't really – like, he's like, hey, man, I used to get two aces. And, of course, I could win with two aces. I love John. He's a much better basketball coach than you think. He's a friend of mine. But that guy's – like, he can play the game, and he is figuring it out. It's really going to be fascinating because they're just going to go so fast, and they can go to some – you know, how to make it from Coastal Carolina or North Texas or UAB in football. I don't know enough about it if you can. I just watch the SEC like everybody else and maybe the Big Ten. But in basketball, you can go. Dame Lillard's from Weber State. In other words, you can just go. Jarris Walker's come to Houston. He could have gone anywhere in the country, but he liked Kelvin, and he's going to be a lottery pick. I know the kid really well.
Yeah.
So it's a funny formula. I have absolutely no idea where it's going to go, but it's going to a different place than Rock Chalk Jayhawk. You come to Kansas.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, I'm sure you don't.
And it's a sport, too. I mean, unlike football, you get one or two guys, and that can swing a whole lot of things in basketball. You know, I think as far as that question about the Final Four, like thinking about these four teams, show and Clint and Coach, I think with Miami, the story for me is Jim Larrañaga and a chance to, you know, back at the Final Four with his second team and a chance to win a championship. He's beloved. I think with San Diego State, I'm happy for them because they would have been in position to win the whole thing when COVID hit back in 2020. They would have been a one or a two seed, that team. So I think it's cool that they got back here. FAU is your Cinderella. And I think the thing with UConn,
are you from there?
I'm from Connecticut, yeah.
Where are you from on there? Where are you?
Right outside of Hartford, Simsbury.
underrated state of recruiting in Connecticut. A lot of players.
Yeah, they got a lot of players.
He's got UConn head covers on his damn golf bag.
I did the other day, yeah, when I was golfing with
Calhoun. Calhoun figured that out. Calhoun figured that out, that that state had 75 little media papers and outlets.
Dude, yes.
And he had them all traveling with him. So he made it look like, I'm like, how come they have so many media in Connecticut? But he had all the little ones, but they've had a lot of players that people don't know, including Donovan Mitchell.
Who got overlooked
because they were from Connecticut.
Yep, that's right. No, there's a lot of players in Connecticut. I think the thing with Connecticut, too, that people don't realize is that they're – I mean, I think people know of the blue blood nature of the program, all the success that they've had. But in the last – this will be the third – if they're able to win it, this will be the third title in the last 12 or 13 years. And they'll have done it each with a different head coach each time.
How about that?
I mean, that's pretty amazing to me when you think they'll have Jim Calhoun back here in 2011, Kevin Ollie in 2014 up in Arlington.
Yeah, with Boatwright and those guys made the run.
Yeah, Boatwright and Shabazz Napier. And then this would be obviously Danny Hurley here in Houston in 2023 with a complete shift in between the last championship where they were thrown into the American Athletic Conference, playing with a bunch of schools that they have no relationship with. Like, that he's got it back to this level is nothing short of remarkable.
Well, and you know this, growing up there, the Big East needed them, and they needed the Big East more than ever. That breakup was quick.
Yeah.
That was like Elizabeth Taylor and whatever his name was, Richard Burton. They got back together quick, then they divorced, then they got back together because they needed each other, and they have quickly capitalized on that recruiting. You can say what you want. I like the American.
Yeah.
But there's a reason Houston's going to the Big 12.
Yeah.
Because they want bigger and better. UConn, the minute they went to the Big East, they got, like, that's where Sanogo and Hawkins.
Yeah, they started getting guys.
Because everybody wants to play in Madison Square Garden. They're kind of a New York, you know, them and Syracuse, to me, actually were bigger draws in New York than actually Seton Hall and St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
But the UConn factory thing, it's just they don't have the power here. I wish Houston had made it, though. I'm going to tell you this, Clint. I was rooting for Houston. I love Calvin Sampson. Yep. Great offensive rebound. Sasser, I watched them in Birmingham. I was there in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And they struggled against Northern Kentucky.
Yeah.
And when they were rolling, they were just steamrolling people.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a little sideways at the end of the year. I think injuries had something to do with that. Sasser was banged up.
He was banged up. And
Shedd was playing banged up the whole tournament. So I think injury bug kind of got them a little bit.
What he's done to this program from a nation's point, I don't live here, you do?
Yeah.
To have that place filled again and to be back on top of where they are.
Think about how powerful that is, to your point, what you just mentioned, as they roll into the Big 12. I mean, it couldn't be, timing-wise, couldn't be any better.
It's perfect. Plus, who doesn't want this market? It's the fourth biggest market. You know what Houston's done a good job of? They didn't knock that down and make a big 20,000-seat arena. It's only, what, 8,000 or 9,000?
It's cozy.
It's even lower than that. I think it's like 7, a little over 7.
Right, yeah. So did you go over this year?
No, I hadn't gone over this year, but when they play Kansas next year, I'll probably make my way out there.
Think?
But I see it's like it's under
8,400.
And you can't get in anymore. I love that. 8,000, that's good.
Yeah, how do you think Houston fares in the Big 12?
They'll be fine.
You think so?
You're the school that Warren Moon went to. Jim Nance, right? Isn't that where Warren Moon went?
No. Warren Moon played for the Oilers.
No.
Moon played for the red carpet. We wanted to get into a controversy.
Who was the gunslinger for the Houston team back in the day?
Andre Ware.
Andre Ware.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm close, though.
I thought he was more of a David Klingler guy, maybe.
No, I'm Klingler. I like the real dudes. Andre, but if you got to look, you got those guys that have been there before. Yeah, that's right. Warren Moon went to Washington.
Yeah.
Look, you got a pro town, but your college sports are strong.
Yeah.
But the Big 12, Clint, you know this. You're in Fayetteville. You've walked out there every – it's just different.
Yeah.
Like, Big 12, like, they'll go every night. In my opinion, like Houston, okay, you're not going to go see East Carolina. Of course, you want to see Memphis and Penny and Cincinnati. We have Cincinnati.
That's the thought.
Like, now you're just rolling with Texas Tech, Kansas, Oklahoma.
Baylor, yeah.
And what kid doesn't want to go to school here?
Yeah.
I would want to know. Offense to Lauren. We're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right here at Twin Peaks.
Well, that would help too. We're working on my master's here. We'll discuss that after the show.
All right. You said FAU Cinderella. You feel like they're a true Cinderella?
Well, I think relative to this.
Because I'm going back and forth on that in my head. Are they really a Cinderella?
They're probably, talent-wise, they're probably better than what we would normally categorize as
a Cinderella.
Because
they got screwed in their seeding.
They're a 9 seed. They won 35 games this year. They're a good basketball team. They're just in terms of name value compared to these. Like, they're the one who the average fan is going to have to look up where they're located and get to know their guy. Like, we know where San Diego State, Miami, UConn, that whole thing. So I think just perceptually, probably for the average fan, that's the team. Like, okay, I didn't even know. Hell, I'm in this business, and I always get FIU and FAU mixed up all the damn time. So that purely from a name value standpoint, I say that. They're a good basketball team, though.
It's growing. I mean, obviously, Florida's just – we're from the Northeast. It's growing leaps and bounds. Yeah. Everybody's leaving the Northeast to live there.
To go there.
But that can, like, function as a strong – but like I said, when Lane – see, I didn't know about much of it. I'm in the business, too. But when Lane Kiffin went there, I knew it was a real deal because that guy's not just going to go there.
Yeah.
Now he's at Ole Miss kicking butt.
Yep.
So he's not just going to go to Florida Atlantic. Now I see they're going the American. Here's my thing with Florida Atlantic, though. Like, they probably should have had a better seed, 8 than
Absolutely.
8 or 9. But I played college at Charleston when I was at Maryland, and we lost. We played Steve Nash in Santa Clara and lost 2 years. No, they had NBA guys. They were like 12 and 13. So the seeds are getting better. And for them winning their conference because they beat UAB in the final, they probably should have got a higher seed. I know Memphis wished they got a higher seed.
Right. They played them. Yeah, they'd be able to play in the first round.
But they, you know, they earned their keep. And look, at the end of the day, they're making buckets. And then they went to New York, and everyone thought they'd wilt in New York, and they didn't wilt up there either.
Nope.
And he's going to stay, Dusty May. I thought he might take a big job, but he's going to stay now too. So it'll be interesting to see. But that Florida, that South Florida, they do the Danny and Dusty show, and one of the couple of those guys are down there too.
Canale and
Danny
Canale.
Yeah, Oklahoma and Florida State guys, right? So I go by college.
Oh, Dusty Dvorak.
So anyways, they're talking about how they've gone the games now, and now they see this thing coming with the American, and why can't there be another team? And Miami's further than Palm Beach and Jupiter and everything than you think. So like, it's a captive audience. They're Northeast people. They like hoops.
Yep.
Now they're going to the American, I still think, is one notch below. But when you have Memphis, and it's Memphis, Tulsa, it's East Carolina, South Florida.
There's more juice than CUSA, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're moving up. So, in other words, can they take that and make it to the next step? I don't know. But it's all about NIL. I want to say that Clint was right, though. The NIL and the transfer portal, you better manage that all the time.
Smart guy this is right here.
Smart guy this is right here.
All right. As we continue here, live at Twin Peaks 59 in Kirby, get on down here. Make your way on here. Have a drink. I don't think anybody here is afraid to have one. Have a drink and enjoy yourself. Get ready coming up after us. The Astros. You can watch the Astros game here. Plenty of TVs around here as well. But we'll continue here. And I want to know from the coach, Jimmy. We talked a little bit about the transfer portal. I want to know from you in the roundtable, is this hurting college basketball? Is this hurting college basketball how this transfer portal has developed? We'll discuss that and get more on this Final Four coming up next right here on The Drive.
Jayhawks are going down.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Sports Radio 610 Roundtable, Big Bracket Edition. Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. Here's former Loyola and Siena head basketball coach Jimmy Patsos, Sean Pendergast, and The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as we're live back here at Twin Peaks, getting you ready for the Final Four coming up right here in Houston. And we got nobody better here. Jimmy Patsos, former head coach here, is with us. Sean Pendergast as well. Clint Sterner also.
Hey, our girl T, she's over here killing them wings.
She is. She knows how to eat a wing, ain't she?
She's in a one-person wing eating contest.
They better not have no damn blue cheese winning over there. That better be ranch. She tore that thing apart, didn't she?
T's drinking wine out
with
of a straw.
She
wings,
does that every
baby.
Time.
It's a wine and wing
so
kind of
disappointed every time she pulled that straw out and put it in that wine. Lord, you know that's some sweet-ass wine over there, too, boy.
It's got a straw in it.
That's got Moscato written all over. You look at her eyes, she screams Moscato. All right.
Party.
This is interesting because, you know, if we look at it, I know you know, you're a Connecticut fan and big with college basketball, and the portal has kind of helped you as well. Yeah. You are seeing it at Arkansas with your team. Maybe your coach is the most aggressive with the portal. My team is getting cleared out by it. And I'm curious from you, somebody who was in the game. It feels like to me Jay Wright, one of the best coaches we've ever seen, got the hell up out of it because, hey, man, I'm not dealing with this. Overall, and we're seeing it, do you believe, Jimmy, that the transfer portal is hurting college basketball?
Well, it's here to stay, so you're going to have to get used to it. This is like the 70s in baseball when they said, you know, okay, Curt Flood came by and they went, oh, it won't happen much, really, to the whole league because then you're a pro. Quintina, got to get your money when you can. I would tell you this. It's here to stay, and so is the NIL. But it's gonna work. I think Jay Wright's going to be back. I think he wanted to let this settle, though, for a year or two. Look, COVID year, people forget, you know, and you mentioned it, that different schools like, you know, UConn couldn't go or San Diego State at the wrong time. Dayton got ousted because of COVID. They had, you know, Obi Toppin. That year, everybody got back, made everybody older. And now you're going to go sit in the G League, you know, they take commercial flights, but you're not on a charter. You're making 50 grand. Why not stay here? So COVID gave a fifth year. That's going to play itself out in two more seasons. Then you can only transfer once. And according to the NCAA, I heard, they're going to hold true to that. So, yes, you can't just run and leave. But a lot of guys that are running and leaving are like, I'm 24 anyways, and I don't want to stay at, say, Middle Tennessee State where you went. I want to go try a new adventure. So what do I think? I don't know. I mean, I'd like to hear both from you. Clint, I want to hear from you. Like, if you weren't playing at Arkansas, what would you do your third year and you could get paid?
Oh, I would have stayed at Arkansas as long as I could, and I'd have got paid consistently.
See, there you go.
A lot more than I got paid at the next level. I was paying rent at the NFL level.
I thought you were going to say a lot more than I was already getting paid.
I'm going to scoop my chair away from you.
I don't want to bite the hand that fed me. But I don't know. Coach, I look at it as a – The sixth year COVID year, NIL and the transfer portal, coming from Arkansas, whether we're talking basketball or football, I look at it as an opportunity for schools that are willing to put the effort out there and view it as, I'm going to take advantage of every opportunity I'm given, that are those mid-tier schools to bump up a notch, right? Arkansas, like you look at football, and you can even say basketball. Arkansas was a place, and there's a bunch of these, there's more of these than the others, was a place where depth was a real problem. Like, you did not have a two-deep depth chart that could start, anybody could start at Alabama or could start at Georgia.
Right.
Or could
Got
start.
It.
Well, when you get a sixth year, and now you get an additional year to develop guys in your program, and you get 24-year-olds instead of 23-year-olds or whatever it is, 23 versus 22, that is huge for a school like Arkansas. Not so much Alabama, not so much Georgia in basketball, not so much Kansas, not so much Duke. They ain't been operating by that structure template anyway, right? And then all of a sudden you get this transfer portal where the guy goes to KU or the guy goes to one of the blue
Arkansas
bloods.
Little Rock. That's where the little guard from Kansas State came from.
Well, and Arkansas's got one from UALR. They're getting one from UCA right now. But now, so you get guys that want to leave these blue bloods and come and play. Arkansas will take them. You get the smaller schools that kids want to jump up to the bigger D1s and play in the SEC, but maybe isn't good enough to go to the KUs and the Dukes. And all of a sudden, Arkansas, from several different perspectives over a 3 or 4 year span, they've made up some serious ground that they never would have made up otherwise.
Y'all know I love Arkansas.
That's right, Bryce. Just never would have made up otherwise. If these things wouldn't have happened, which I'm not glad that COVID hit at all, but as it pertains to these mid-level college, I think it's if coaches were willing to take advantage of it and bust their ass and take advantage and do it a new way, I think it's changed the game. I think it's changed the landscape.
Ron's talking about guys that are leaving Kansas because maybe they're not, quote, good enough. Man, Quentin Grimes, I know. See, he didn't work at Kansas. He went down to Houston.
Yeah.
But some guys might go from Houston and say, I need to be the guy and go to Austin Peay or whatever.
Yeah.
But those little schools can pay one or two. See, it's going to be a cap.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the schools that I'm affiliated with, but I'm affiliated with some that have caps not quite as big as, for instance, Kansas or Kentucky. Because if a guy's not producing, do you move him? But maybe a guy, Quentin Grimes, that guy's unbelievable for the Knicks. He's part of he's his main reason they're winning as anybody. He's the fifth starter.
Yeah, I didn't know who the hell that was when he got to Houston.
And he got to Houston, but he didn't make it at Kansas. So maybe going there, but they're going to get a payday.
Yeah, well, and I the thing that would scare me, Coach, is that especially coaching at smaller schools, and I think you see it in football too, is that the chances that you're kind of turning into a feeder system for the bigger schools.
Right.
The amount of time that coaches, this is just my perception from the outside, recruiting is already a really time-consuming thing with a lot of resources. Now, in some sense, you're having to re-recruit guys lot of times. And maybe it's a good thing that coaches who sell players on coming there and then maybe aren't as plugged in once they get there and have them in the door.
That's true.
You know, that there's the threat of them leaving.
I was guilty of that my last guy was. He's going to be good or he's going to get better or he's happy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Worried about the guy down the road who I don't even have yet. Yeah. I should have been worried about the guy that was starting for me.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, and you would know best, like the amount of manpower it takes to do that. There's almost two recruiting efforts going on at the same time now.
I like the farm system. In other words, if you could kind of off the books tell Musselman, because he's a Nevada guy. See, Musselman's he's a blue blooder, but he's a grinder. Like, I love Musselman. I knew his dad. Yeah. Fresh legs with minds that are hungry to play the game. I went to Maui with this girl I thought I was going to marry, and I met Musselman's father. Within 24 hours, she was flying back because we're doing out of bounds plays on napkins, and he's
Maui.
A recruiting class of me. We're all over, and she's like, I never want to see you again. We were supposed to get away, and you meet this guy. It was Musselman's dad.
Is that why it didn't work out, huh?
Yeah, but that's all right. But the Musselman stuff did, because I got a head coach. This is how you're going to get a head coaching job. And this is
not
what
the girl
do.
I thought I was going to marry.
Yeah.
But Musselman's
and I ended
dad.
Up marrying Bill Musselman.
But it was worth it. But the point is you get guys like that, but Musselman's a grinder. So you put a grinder in that situation. Like, I don't ever think he's going to slow down.
Yeah.
And he's still got high school kids. He had three high school. I'm on the McDonald's committee. I vote.
Yeah.
So he was on. He had, you know, Smith, and Black's going to leave. And I actually like Jordan Wallace the best as a long-term guy because he's going to stay. But how do you manage all this? It's coming.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to. But the recruiting thing and the re-recruiting thing, that's going to happen too. But my point is, if I'm Musselman, say it's Little Rock, you take the one and say, I want my assistant, Uncle Jimmy, to go coach at Little Rock. You're coming here for a year, and if you play well, you might leave here. If you play okay, you can stay. If you play really well, you're going to be in Arkansas.
Just
arrange it.
I like this a lot.
I come at it from
that's how Kansas has been doing it for years with junior
college. We don't go junior college. Just go high school. But from a fan's perspective, for me, and I don't just mean this from Kansas or anywhere, like where it gets me is college basketball of any sport, and I'm someone who watches it nightly. It is the hardest sport as fans to connect with the players on the court or on the field because it's the sport where you see them the least, right? The best players are gone or are gone early. So there was a point where I could deal with that. All right, I know Joel Embiid's going to be there a year, Wiggins going to be there a year, but now the guys that I get connections with that are going to be there 3 or 4 years, hell, they're leaving too.
Last year you had a couple. You had Okege and the other guy.
That's happened.
The white guy was playing for the Jazz.
Well, you tore his name up, didn't you?
Hey, both those guys stayed. Abachi.
Isn't that's a Japanese steakhouse.
I like that too, by the way. No, I'm thinking of the other guy, but he stayed there 4 years.
Yeah, he did. He did. No, but I'm wondering
a few more excuses.
If we'll see that moving forward. Shut up, Linda. We'll find that if we'll see. If we'll see that moving forward. Like, maybe he's
you only won it a year ago. You're already mad.
Oh, I'm not mad. Scary. I'm just
His mama's show. He's scary.
Guy complaining about the system over here.
I'm just saying, it's one thing when you lose the top guys, yeah. But then the middle guys that you connect with that are there 3 or 4 years.
Who's the guard of Denver who played for you?
Oh, Christian Brown.
That's him. He was there how many years?
He was there 3 years.
But
you guys are talking about
just starting now, Jimmy.
You're talking about a show problem. Like you're talking about the fan show of KU.
Yeah.
Like 90% of college basketball doesn't have a problem getting connected to their players because they don't leave. Y'all do. There's like 6 schools that do, but like most of college basketball is like, I mean, I know the Arkansas guys. I mean, we're talking about the All-Americans.
Going to the pro or they're staying.
Right. They're staying. Right. I mean,
but now they're going to be transferring.
Right. Who's that?
Losers talk now about some, next
now
season.
Now some of these guys are going to are going to be moving on.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. But the difficulty identifying and rooting for them because they come and go in 1 year, I mean, we've never dealt with that problem. Now we may have to deal with it a little bit through the transfer portal. But, like, the point is that's just a school of, like, all those top 4 blue bloods that are top 6 or 10, whatever it is. They got that problem. Most of us don't.
That's a first world problem
yes.
right there.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm first world. I guess let's continue with this round table as we continue.
I ain't got no use for you. Feelings
around here as we're live at Twin Peaks. We're getting you ready for the Final Four coming up. Here it is, coming up on the other side. Is this UConn? You taking UConn or the field? In this Final Four, are you taking UConn or the field? We'll discuss that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Sports Radio 610 Roundtable, Big Bracket Edition. Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. Here's former Loyola and Siena head basketball coach Jimmy Patsos, Sean Pendergast, and The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are back live here at Twin Peaks, we'll be here till 6 o'clock. The party will continue as the Astros get ready to face the Chicago White Sox. Opening day here in Houston. The banners are up. I'm already seeing it on ESPN as Buster Only is down there in the dugout getting ready to go as it's going to be a good time. So if you're not going to Minute Maid, come on down here to Twin Peaks off of Kirby 59. You can have a great time out here and enjoy yourself as the Astros will be on. Ed, come hang out with us for a little bit.
I'm still heated. Just because we were 4 hours into this damn show, I'm still mad at Dusty. White boy Chaz not starting in center field is bull jive.
I know it.
There's 162 of
them. I don't do it. Don't be that mezzanine. You got to sit in the mezzanine section and clap.
Dusty. I like Dusty. I know him.
No, coach, I like Dusty.
Call him from 2 to 3 because he's watching General Hospital. You better knock on that door.
General Hospital fan. He's
really? A TH guy?
My friend. Dusty, we love you. And I'm not telling any secrets anymore, but in the Nationals, they loved him too. But you better knock on that door. For us, it was 3 to 4. Here, it's 2 to 3.
Oh.
When either GH or Days of Our Lives was on, that was a
little
nasty.
Really? He had his stories. Yeah.
I would have never Dusty probably started watching that with his mom.
That explains a lot.
I used to have to watch
somebody better be dead or in jail if you knock on that door between 2 and 3.
Jake Myers is more of a soap opera star than White Boy Chaz, no question.
Yeah. Trailer Will and Frame, text line.
You guys won it all.
Here he goes. He's just like the text line.
I love him, Coach. For some reason, he's not starting my man in center field after he earned it. I just
you
don't
hate to be in love and the other person don't love you.
That's damn good.
713-572-4610. Do you think Dusty Baker's more of a General Hospital fan? Guiding Light.
Days of our lives.
What it was, yeah. I feel like Dusty knows Victor, and he is a Young and the Restless guy. I feel like he knows Victor. That's it. All right, as we get ready for the Final Four, I'll start with you, Coach. Hell, maybe I need to start with Sean.
okay.
Actually, I think this may enhance
this. I love
this
town.
It may enhance this answer.
Yeah, my kind of party.
That's a drop right there. Are you taking UConn or the field in this?
Oh, man. You guys don't have gambling. We do now in Maryland, so we passed it through. So you can take anybody. No, it's an interesting thing to watch it. Look, I was in front of the NCAA for a bunch of different reasons, most of them little stuff, and I admitted to it. By the time I went to the NCAA hearing, I'm like, gambling's illegal. There's 27 assistants.
Yeah.
FanDuel's the sponsor. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
And it was funny. I said, you know what? It's okay because it's the modern world. The FanDuel stuff, I was in both Albany and Birmingham in New York. They got it. People are playing this as the game goes on.
Oh, yeah.
In college, that used to be like only a pro thing in the summer league in Vegas. Now it's right there. I would have to say I'm taking the field just because they got to win two games.
Yeah.
The issue is that they got the tougher game. Them and Miami is going to be a dogfight. I still think you two big guys, by the way. The other kid looks like Travis Knight reincarnated.
Yep.
Who's a Storrs kid.
Wow. God,
the kid,
Carter, whatever his name is. Cal whatever. But
I pride myself on being coachable, Coach. I got to take the field because UConn would have to win two games. Whoever beats UConn would have to win two games as well.
They do, but I get three shots. I mean, Miami could beat them, and I win. In other words, if I get the field, UConn's out after one.
Got to win one game. Correct. My bad. Okay. Yeah.
That's
what I was looking for, Coach.
And then the San Diego State team, I love the Florida Atlantic story, but I got San Diego State beating them. I know the Mountain West. We have full disclosure. I'm with Under Armour, so we have Colorado State in that league. So I go to Fort Collins and watch them. They had David Roddy last year.
Yeah.
We have Texas Tech, so you watch, Texas for now. We have, Wichita State and those guys. So I watch Houston and I watch those conferences via my own lens, but you watch up in person. San Diego State's deep. They're the deepest team. They play nine. Miami only plays six. That's their flaw. UConn plays eight or nine. They got a real eight guys. The guy comes off the bench to lead San Diego State with 18 against Alabama. They're deep. They're going to get through them, and then they're going to grind it out and try to beat UConn if they can at their own game. They don't have the size, but they're tough. And Dutcher was there with Bill Frieder.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Steve Fisher.
Yep. Both
places. I'm going to give my boys at San Diego State a little shout-out. People don't realize this. They weren't even averaging 2,000 fans a game when Steve Fisher went there. Now, it's not even close. They're the best drawing team in California. Their average attendance is like 2,000 more than UCLA, USC. They're the best drawing team. They average like 14,000.
Will they travel?
I would think this time.
Yeah.
Once I don't think they're going. The Kansas is travel every year. I would think, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, they only got one pro team in that town. I mean, they're basically, it's the Padres and San Diego State. Yeah.
I mean, San Diego State, they built that thing, and Dutcher's been right there. But I know he's only been the head coach for 5 years, but he's been running it for a while. I just think they got the depth, and they got toughness. And they can grind it out. I thought Houston was going to grind people to the wind, but Sasser's out wasn't fair because that guy's great. But I think that San Diego State most reminds me of Houston.
Yeah. I think San Diego State is going to beat Florida Atlantic in that first game because San Diego State's done they have done a good job all year, and especially in this tournament, of defending the perimeter.
And they play football.
FAU.
They do. They're tougher.
Yeah, FAU likes to jack up threes. And I think – I feel like teams that rely on the three-pointer playing in that environment where you're playing in a football stadium, it's a weird thing with the depth perception, man. So I that's my favorite bet of the whole thing. I think UConn's going to win the whole thing. My favorite bet of the whole thing is San Diego State in that semifinal against FAU.
UConn has clearly been the dominant team. in this thing, and they've looked the best by far. And really, I mean, with the number they did on Gonzaga.
Well, everybody said when whoever won that was going to win it. And by the way, I was there when Jim Calhoun said that with Caron Butler. He said when we played them in the Dome, which was a little funny background, he said whoever wins this one, Elite Eight,
You were on Gary's staff, weren't you?
Yeah, I was on Gary 13 years. I'm like a survivor.
Then they kicked our ass. And
we did beat you with Drew Gooden. We got lucky.
They did get lucky. He won by like 20.
Calhoun?
I thought Calhoun said whoever wins this game is going to win it. Everyone at UConn said if they can beat Gonzaga, they're going to win it. So maybe, and Drew Timmy's a Dallas kid. Maybe that's the smart bet. They're favored by 5.5. But I thought getting by Gonzaga, and they whooped Gonzaga, who was surprised.
Yeah, they averaged over 80 points a game, and they're sitting there with like 40-something with 2 minutes left.
It was wild.
Their
average margin of victory is 22 points.
They've been dominant.
Four ball games.
But it's been
St. Mary's can defend, too, and they couldn't. I was there. They couldn't stop them.
It's been such an up-and-down year for everybody, and you wonder, like, because, listen, UConn has been impressive. They did finish fourth in the Big East.
Fourth.
I've watched them have a bad game. Like, they've got a bad game in there. I don't know if they're going to have it now. Miami is a team that kind of is a bit of a recipe. They got at least two guys in Wong and in Nigel Pack that can go get their own and make shots, and they got a couple of bigs, too.
They can score.
I think the size is an issue, and Hawkins is going nuts right now.
They're only going to play six guys in Miami, but the timeouts are long.
Yep.
Here's the question. Hey, Clint, you played higher level than all of us. UConn's one thing is what are they going to do when they've been behind? They haven't been behind yet.
So
what happens if they got a chase? Because sometimes you don't play so well. Not everybody can run the 2 minute.
I don't like to give show too much credit, and you know, I got to kind of just lean it over every now and then, just a little bit at a time.
I'll give it enough to myself.
I'll be honest. That ain't no doubt. You don't leave me much room. But
there's the showman.
At the end of the day, he called it about UConn before they played Arkansas. Is he said, look, if Arkansas can make outside shots and force UConn to expand their defense a little bit, create some driving lanes, then you got a shot. But if you can't make outside shots, you have zero chance.
It'll suffocate you with that size.
And UConn, that's been the case with UConn to this point. And then on the flip side, UConn's got a couple of guys that the big boys will rough you up inside, and they got dudes outside. I don't know. I haven't watched them all year long, so I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that I know that these guys are snipers from the outside. But they've got a handful of guys that have made opportunistic shots from the outside.
The kid Hawkins, he went to DeMatha. He was one of those guys that there was eight guys around him. DeMatha is the famous high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's kind of finding his way. And Andre Jackson, who went to my camp at Siena, by the way, went to my camp because he's an Albany New York kid. He's a glue guy that people have no idea. Watching in person St. Mary's. Andre Jackson won the game. Like, he defended the guy. He was good on out-of-bounds plays. He had a sneaky 8 points. Never turned the ball over. He was a little like Jeff Adrian type, like that. He was just a good do-it-all guy.
Yeah.
But Hawkins is the real – Hawkins has moved up to the first round.
Yeah. Well, it's just the same thing with UConn on the other end of the floor. I mean, if those guys make shots, then all of a sudden the opponent's got to extend their defense, and now their big bodies inside can dominate the boards. Their big bodies inside can get easy buckets. And it's – I mean, so it's simple, stupid. It's the football team that plays great defense and runs the football really well. They're hard to beat. Right now, I don't know if they. I haven't watched them enough all year long to know if they can make those shots, or if, have you said that the big guys don't show up one night? But I know the formula at UConn is one that, boy, they have been awfully good with it through four ball games in the tournament.
They're a normal shooting night away from looking a lot more normal.
But as you said, the biggies look. Chaka, I know you didn't love them here in Texas, but they love them in Marquette. It's been a better fit for. They were good. And they, you know, that's who beat them when they lost. And Creighton was clearly – who's everyone in Houston going to be rooting for?
Oh, I think they're rooting for it to be over. I think most people are crushed that U of H didn't make it. They're just – I wonder how many people can watch. I tell you who I'm rooting for as we get down to it is, and I think a lot of people – Jim Larrañaga is just like the likable coach – like Dusty Baker here, who won a championship. I think a lot of people wanted Dusty to win. Been at it a long time, and I hear the rumor is he may retire if they win the championship. Is what's been talked about with Jim Larrañaga. I have that. He is a funny guy. I love when he goes out there and dances. And he's 79. It's a joy.
I know him pretty good. His son was a really good player, and then was assistant for Brad Stevens on all those. Jay Larrañaga was the assistant, but he's a big, train him and trust him, you know, yeah. Train him and then put him. He plays wiffle ball with his teams and stuff. Like, Larinaga tried to help me when I was a young coach. I'm like, wiffle ball, I'm going to hit him if they're in the batter's box. I got him play well. And he's like, no, Jimmy, you got to have more fun with him. And actually, I did have fun off the court, but Larinaga uses, like, wiffle ball to teach, like, teaching. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
He does a lot of different stuff, yes. But he's grown into the grandfatherly role. Now, Chris Caputo is his assistant, who's now at GW. Bill Courtney's his assistant, who was at head coach at Cornell, is now there. In other words, he's got a little coaching tree going. One of his guys became the head coach at Bowling Green. So he's got these guys. But interesting you heard he may retire.
Yeah, he might retire if they win it. That's been a rumor that's going around with Miami with Jim Larinaga. So he did. He had the first real Cinderella in George Mason to get in, and now he's in there 11 years later.
I was in that building. They beat UConn.
Yeah, I remember.
Josh Boone and Rudy Gay.
I remember. Yeah, Dude, they had a lot of guys on that team, UConn.
Yeah, Denham Brown was on that team, too.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all through this basketball talk? You got UConn.
I'm taking the field.
You're taking the field. I wasn't going to be as nice as show and give you 3-1. What's your drink of choice there?
Well, a little tequila. It's low in calories. I could use that in my diet.
Sounds like he's got several choices.
Texans All Access coming up behind us. We appreciate you, Jimmy. You were great with the
Under Armour shoes for everybody. We're putting the order in right now.
Best of as well coming up at 7 for Clint, for Sean, for Jimmy. I'm Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Go Stroke.
Don't mess with Texas. Don't mess with the Astros.
Go Stros.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.